This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate generosity. A certain kind of generosity can actually make us live longer. That based on new research published this week in the National Academy of Science Proceedings. So what kind of generosity makes you live longer? It's not generosity giving to political campaigns. Okay, I know, I'm weird about this. I've spoken about it before. When you look at the dollar figures and the number of people who give to political campaigns on all sides, I hate to say it, I have a very tough time with that. Giving to causes, well, that's appropriate. There's some organizations that do wonderful things. I happen to like land conservancies where people don't confiscate land. They purchase it and preserve it. And I enjoy actually going to some of those preserves that are created. But political campaigns, really? Is that the kind of generosity that makes you live longer? I don't think so. Joe Biden's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee announced a couple hours ago they raised $364 million, actually $365 million, in the month of August. Okay, that's the month of their convention, but this is astonishing. The week before they had raised $140 million. This is more than double that, the month before, in July. This is an astonishing haul, writes CNN. The Democrats believed was propelled by fundraising around the selection of California Senator Kamala Harris as Biden's running mate in the Democratic convention. The Biden campaign said that 57% of the haul, more than $205 million, came from online small donor figures, small dollar donors, a figure that signals that the Democratic base is animated by the Biden-Harris ticket and the prospect of defeating President Donald Trump. Here's the Biden campaign statement said, the best month of online fundraising in American political history. Well, it is, and it's very strange, because if you remember, during the Democratic campaign for the nomination, the primary campaign, Biden wasn't even in the top five. No, really, Pete Buttigieg raised more money than he did. Elizabeth Warren raised a lot more money than he did. Bernie Sanders raised most of all. And also from small dollar figures, how do people feel if there are people out there who spent money, sent it in to donate it to Bernie Sanders and his campaign? How do you feel now? 1-800-955-1776. No, seriously. It's bizarre. The Biden has been catching up. Trump had a tremendous financial advantage. And last time, it was different. Hillary outspent Trump about 2-1. She had a lot more money than Trump did, and Trump won, you notice. Trump and the Republican National Committee outraised Biden and the Democratic National Committee in July, $165 million to $140 million. But in terms of money in the bank before this new haul, the Democrats had $294 million. Just $6 million less than the $300 million Trump and the RNC had. Now, with this new money, they will have $664 million in the bank for this campaign. Get ready for just an unbelievable volume of negative ads. But who needs negative ads on the Democratic side when you've got CNN? I do think that at the moment there is an edge of desperation in some of this. Clip 9, Jeremy, where Breonna Keeler wanted to contrast the approach of Joe Biden and Donald Trump to violence in America. Listen.
There's a standardized political reaction to violence, and it is to condemn it. And that's the route that Joe Biden took yesterday.
Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted.
Instead of condemning violence, President Trump is endorsing it. Here is what he said about Portland, where a right-wing protester was shot and killed this weekend. He was part of a caravan of Trump supporters driving through the downtown protests, some of those supporters shooting paintballs, and, according to a witness I interviewed, marbles from paintball guns.
Well, I understand they had large numbers of people that were supporters, but that was a peaceful protest. And paint is a defensive mechanism.
Now, that death in Portland is not okay. The president, though, is greenlighting his supporters to show up at protests and shoot paintballs at protesters. He's saying that's peaceful behavior, but he's also greenlighting his supporters to show up with bullets. He is defending the 17-year-old in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who allegedly shot and killed two people with an AR-15-style gun and wounded a third.
Okay, we'll talk about that. And the president isn't defending him. He's just not prejudging him because they're making a case, of course, that he was defending his life, that it was a case of self-defense. Breonna Keeler went on, and it got even worse. This is clip 11, Jeremy, where she tried to suggest that Trump makes a racial distinction when it comes to accepting violence. Listen.
Calmer heads and leaders, the president is not either here. The president is arguing that he is the law and order candidate, but he clearly supports neither. He says he is the candidate who can combat violence, but he isn't against violence. He's against black violence. He's just fine with white violence, it appears.
Okay, none of the people who were victims of the shooting in Kenosha, the victims were all white. In terms of Portland, both the victim of the shooting, the Patriots Prayer individual, Aaron Danielson, who was shot and killed, he's white. His alleged shooter is white. And they're still pursuing that case. The idea that President Trump is only against black violence, it's outrageous. And then there's Don Lemon on Trump. This is also from CNN, clip 10.
Fear sells, and people know that.
Key to being a demagogue.
Yeah, fear sells. And so there's nothing more motivating than fear. Just think about it. Oh, my gosh, I'm afraid I won't be able to feed my family. I'm afraid I won't be able to do this. I'm afraid that I'm going to have some disease. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid. Fear is a good motivating factor. This president knows it. But this is the dangerous thing. In exploiting people's fear and anxiety, what he's doing is he's possibly going to cause a civil war in this country. And I don't necessarily mean a violent one. That certainly can happen. Actually, I think we're in the middle of one right now where we can't agree on anything, where the people who don't have agency in society are being blamed for the division. And that's not true.
Okay, this is, outrageous. And Don Lemon had been speaking more clearly before. He's one of those voices on the left that has called for Joe Biden to unequivocally denounce violence. You know, if you really want to do something, then come together. They can make a joint statement, Trump and Biden, condemning violence. There is another aspect of the pandemic right now, a surge in divorce. Yeah, it's reported by multiple sources. Why? We will get to that with Dr. Diane Medved coming right up on The Medved Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Of alarming casualties involved with the coronavirus. One of them is according to a recent survey by Legal Templates, which has been showing an increased number of filings for divorce, 31% of respondents said the lockdowns caused irreparable damage to their relationships. As a result, the number of divorces in the country has soared. So when there's an article like this, that comes out. I turn to the person who's the expert of the divorce, the author of the best-selling book, The Case Against Divorce, and most recently, Don't Divorce, and five other books, my wonderful wife, Dr. Diane Medved.
Thank you, my darling. Thanks for having me on.
This is an absolute first for us. It's the first time since I've been broadcasting at home. That we're
within feet of where I stand and listen.
Right. But still, Jeremy, you're hearing, we're sharing a microphone here. So I've also never done that before on the radio.
And I can't hear anything except your voice.
Okay, that's all you're going. We're not going to have callers on this segment. Okay, 31% of couples say that of respondents said the lockdowns caused irreparable damage to their relationships, and Legal Templates is saying they saw a 57% increase in divorce filings. This is Legal Templates, which provides legal documents online.
Okay, first of all, I don't trust their figures, because all the other studies, of which there are none, because there's no studies of it. People have been locked down, and the people who already had problems are ready to call it quits, because who wants to be locked down with somebody who you already didn't like? But the trouble is the courts are closed, and they can't do anything about it. So they're reaching out online to these legal templates, because that's the only thing they've got. They're frustrated. I don't blame them. But on the other hand, I do not believe that there is a surge in divorces. There may be a surge in frustration, and there certainly is among everyone, including happily married couples. Everyone's frustrated, and it might push you that direction. But if you've got time on your hands because you're not going into work, and you don't want to be married to this person, and you're stuck with them, then you're going to go online and see what forms you can download to try and make it happen. Unfortunately, you may have to wait until the pandemic's over to get a court date.
Do you believe that there it's possible that there are people who spending so much time together where it might actually improve relationships?
Absolutely. In fact, when I did my literature search, I found an equal kind of response. The ones who were happy together were glad they could get their kids to come back home under their roof and they could be a family together. They were glad they had the support of people who they loved.
As for older kids, what about people who have to all of a sudden find some way to take care of the kids
and
both parents work? That's a tremendous hardship.
It's stress. It is stress. But people who are in solid marriages know that they're going through it together. People who are in difficult marriages can be pushed over the edge by it because it's extra responsibility that they probably didn't want in the first place to have to shoulder. Nobody did. Everybody's under stress. And there's lots of different outlets for stress that people are using that they never tried before. And divorce is just one symptom of that stress that is ubiquitous because of the pandemic.
Okay, what about this idea that if you have two couples, both of whom are still employed, if you have two a husband and wife, both of whom have jobs, and they're both working, and now all of a sudden you have kids that you have to take care of during the day, how do you decide who does that?
Well, I think in any good marriage, a couple talks to each other and finds out who is better at it, who has more time regarding their particular job, who has more leeway, and how can you work out in creative ways. Lots of times kids are going to find other pods of kids who are going to work together at different times of day. Parents are having to be creative. But at the same time, they're also finding that the kids often have their own internal resources, that they're able to go online, they're able to get stuff done, they're able to talk to their friends online, and they're going outside. They're walking, they're in parks, they're doing things that are considered safe that they could never do before in a regular year.
Okay, what about this statistic, which is part of this study, which is that the great majority of couples who were seeking a divorce under the pandemic, almost 60%, had been married less than 5 years. That's unusual, isn't it? Isn't the peak year for divorce the seventh year of marriage, something?
It's true that the peak years tended to have been the 7, 14, 21, 28, multiples of 7. But I think these unusual circumstances caused unusual responses. And when people, you know, nowadays people don't even look at marriage the same. They don't see it as a family project that's going to last their lifetime. They see marriage as a day-to-day resource that is supposed to serve them. And and they are willing to serve too, perhaps. But at the same time, if it doesn't feel good, you want out. And I think that's what's been happening. People aren't feeling good in this pandemic. And so they want to just burst out. And one of the few things they can do is go online and look up a form about how do I get divorced.
Okay, aside from looking up a form on how to get divorced, one of the things that I know, and you write about it in Don't Divorce, you write about the idea that sometimes people have this deluded idea that, oh, gosh, I'm going to be single again, and then there'll be all these people that I'll be able to date and affiliate. But right now, dating kind of isn't so easy with a pandemic, is it?
No, I think it isn't. And I think there are a lot of lonely people and people who wish they had relationships, and they're just not able to fulfill that. But the good news is we have a pandemic during the time we have the interwebs. And so people are able to reach out. They're able to use some of these apps. And they do end up getting together, even if it's only online. But at least now they have a world of choice rather than just local choices.
If you had two things you would advise people to avoid this irreparable damage to relationships, two things that they should be careful of and should follow.
Well, the first thing I wouldn't say to avoid, I would say something that people should actively do, and that is count their blessings. Because people who are in families where they have support systems, where they have kids who are generally functional, where they have resources, there's some people in some parts of the world don't have running water, who are having civil wars. We take for granted our American lifestyle. And I think the first thing that every family should do every day is get up and say, good morning, I just thought of something else to be thankful for. And if you can start with that, it sets the tempo for the entire day and the entire relationship. That's number one. The other thing that I would say is to build in some time to do something fun for yourself. People are feeling so much stress, they feel they can't get away, but there are so many things that you can do creatively that will be fulfilling. For example, I'm doing Zumba online at home every day. While I listen to the Michael Medved show, I'm doing a Zumba class that is taking place in Hawaii. Now, it's not only giving me exercise, but I get the view of this beautiful Hawaiian landscape while getting to hear the Michael Medved show. And I consider that pretty self-indulgent.
They have a complete major lockdown in Hawaii now, apparently.
That's why the teacher is doing it from her house. But it's still beautiful. So now you can do those two things.
Two recommendations from Dr. Diane Medved, clinical psychologist, my wife of 35 years. It is unbelievable. And 35 happy years. The author of Don't Divorce. You can read about the book at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is my tremendous honor to officially designate Wilmington, North Carolina, as our nation's very first World War II heritage city.
President Trump making that declaration in Wilmington, North Carolina, on the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. Speaking about 500 miles to the northeast of that in Wilmington, Delaware, former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden took questions for the first time since July 30th and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
I'm not going to tell Kenosha what they have to do, but we have to do together. I spent my whole life, including in this city you're in right now, bringing people together, bringing the community, and and police officers together, bringing business leaders and civic leaders together. And so that's my purpose in going.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, there is a fascinating new study that's published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science that suggests that the more your money you give away, the longer you live. Now, it's not just giving to anything. It's not giving to political candidates. It's not even giving to organized charities. What they're talking about is giving to individuals. It's wealth transfers not from the free market to the government. It's wealth transfers from, well, parents to children, or children to parents, or basically giving away your wealth to other people. And this is Tobias Vogt, who is an assistant professor in the Faculty of Spatial Sciences at the University of Groningen, says that this study indicates that health and longevity is directly related to giving away your money. And part of the proof that they use is they index the various countries and how much they give in wealth transfers in the course of a lifetime. Now, part of what they're reporting here is that in many, many countries, if you have children, and particularly if you have a bunch of children, it's very likely you're going to end up giving away over the course of your lifetime the majority of your personal wealth, whatever it is. And that apparently helps with long life. Now, this may be one of those correlation versus causation things, because obviously it makes people happier and healthier if you have children to whom you can give. But this, I thought, was fascinating. The two nations with the lower mortality rates and the best longevity, according to this study, France and Japan. And they were dramatically better than the two worst on this list. Those two worst were Turkey and China. fascinating for people who think Asia, it's all the same. China at the very bottom of the list. And Japan, one of America's most reliable allies for 70 years, by the way. Japan at the very top of the list. I do find that deeply intriguing. I'll tell you something else that I found intriguing. Is every once in a while you have an illustration of the joy of local government. And part of the joy of local government is ordinary people can be heard. If you wanted to testify before the U.S. Congress, good luck. I mean, unless you're, I have had the opportunity of testifying, but it was only because I'm a public figure, testified before the House Judiciary Committee. But for a city council, they usually have moments for citizen commentary, and that was the case in Lincoln, Nebraska, where an individual came before the city council to raise the issue that everyone else is afraid to tackle. Listen.
I promise I won't take up too much of your time here. My name is Andrew Christensen. I live at 1212 Twin Ridge Road. Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sir, come on.
I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing?
Okay, and he's not done there. He goes on this crucial issue facing America.
Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand, and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Thank you.
Well, you saw there was some applause. I don't know if the Lincoln, Nebraska City Council is going to act on the proposal. By the way, to watch the videotape, the gentleman has thick glasses and shoulder-length hair. I mean, below his shoulders. It's he has long hair. And he seems very intense, like he is not having people on, but I'm not sure he's entirely serious. But he certainly has gotten the nation's attention. There is more, and part of it is I want to get back to this because some of the recent pronouncements about President Trump from people in the media are so extreme, I mean, just so very extreme, that you wonder what country folks are living in. In other words, to compare President Trump to a Muslim terrorist leader, that's on MSNBC. Or to say that he is a 19th century style outright racist, like the kind of person who mobilizes a lynch mob, that's Al Sharpton. We'll play it for you. And the difficulty here, it seems to me, is that it is not a small number of Americans who are tired of screams about racism at everything. And do I believe that sometimes President Trump says stuff that is irresponsible and offensive and stupid and, yes, deserves to be condemned? Sure. But this idea of trying to use racist as a description or as a political weapon here, the claim of racism, it's a terrible idea. And partially because it undervalues and undermines what really is one of the most horrible things you can say about somebody. Somebody who truly is a racist ought to be based upon if you're going to designate someone in that way, the designation ought to be extremely well earned. Because it's such a hateful word right now. We will get to that and more. Plus the very successful movie that features two of America's deepest thinkers. I'm sure you remember them. Bill and Ted. They have yet another excellent adventure. That new movie is called Bill and Ted Face the Music. We will face that music and more coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVed History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4100. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show. I was mentioning before some of the more extreme media attacks on President Trump, which honestly I believe will backfire when they begin resonating. And Joy Reid, who's a very brilliant person, I mean, tremendous academic credentials, and she's written interesting books. How could she say this on MSNBC? Not only insulting President Trump, but insulting anybody out there who might actually support him. Listen to Joy Reid.
Donald Trump liked a tweet that was lauding the Kenosha shooter, the vigilante, also one blasting Portland's mayor. He retweeted a video of a Trump supporter shooting paintball, so he's encouraging it. Here's Kayleigh McEnany. She denied that Trump actually saw the video of people, of anyone shooting paintballs, the same thing that Donald Trump retweeted. You know, when leaders, let's say in the Muslim world, talk a lot of violent talk and encourage their supporters to be willing to commit violence, including on their own bodies, in order to win against whoever they decide is the enemy, we in the U.S. media describe that as they are radicalizing those people, particularly when they're radicalizing young people. That's how we talk about the way Muslims act. When you see what Donald Trump is doing, is that any different from what we describe as radicalizing people?
Is that any different? Yes, it's very different. President Trump or anyone associated with, no one has ever glorified suicide bombing. No one has ever glorified murder. And by the way, he did not laud Kyle Rittenhouse. Basically, expressed some sympathy for him on the self-defense charge. And by the way, it's very, very obvious, it seems to me, that when you look in this case, and I am astonished. He's raised, with various groups, they've raised close to $1 million, it looks like, for his defense. Glad he's going to have a good defense. But he is going to have to go to jail. You cannot simply justify carrying a gun around that it's illegal for you to carry around in the state of Wisconsin, and then getting involved in a couple of confrontations with demonstrators and murdering two of them. And then, okay, take away the word murder, killing two of them. And then wounding another. Do I believe he deserves the death penalty? Of course not. And by the way, the Kenosha cops and even President Trump, on being interviewed on Fox, had basically said no, he doesn't think his supporters should come out to these demonstrations and try to protect property. Leave it to the cops. It's a terrible situation. I feel for Kyle Rittenhouse, but trying to make him into some kind of folk hero? Yes, that's ridiculous. And I don't really believe the president has done that. Al Sharpton on MSNBC. This was Al Sharpton on President Trump. He plays a clip from President Trump's interview on Fox News. Listen.
Low-income housing, and with that comes a lot of other problems, including crime. May not be nice to say, but
I'll say poor people are criminals, though.
No, I'm not saying that at all, but it does. There is a level of violence that you don't see. So you have this beautiful community in the suburbs, including women, right? Women, they want security. I ended where they build low-income housing project right in the middle of your neighborhood. I ended it.
I think that the president's outright racist. This is not even dog whistling. This is outright screaming. When you talk about, I mean, like today, the answer to that last question you just showed, where he said where people will come in and rob and rape you. I mean, this is straight out of the 19th century kind of the blacks are coming to rape your women. This kind of stuff, I think, will make people understand that this is bigger than whether you are Republican or Democrat. This is about you, whether you believe in a country that should deal with people equally and fairly. To say that low-income housing.
Okay, there's a lot of room between Donald Trump and Al Sharpton, and they're both. I mean, what President Trump said, I put an end to this low-income housing in suburban neighborhoods. No, he didn't. He changed a policy so the federal government is not going to intervene as aggressively as it did under Obama to do that. But he hasn't put that practice to an end. And the question for Reverend Sharpton is, why is it that public housing all across the country, but particularly in our biggest cities in Chicago and in New York and Baltimore, elsewhere, that public housing is ridden with crime? Are you blaming the police for that? Why are public housing development centers of crime? And there's lots and lots that's been written on it, but basically it's a culture of dependency and aggrievement. And it's a real problem. Not a real problem if you want a goofy, good-natured, completely irrational movie about time-traveling stoners. The film, the third in a series, Bill and Ted Face the Music, here.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
America's favorite time-traveling stoners are back in their third epic film together. This time, Bill and Ted Face the Music, available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
This time, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter as the dynamic duo begin the film with happy suburban lives, and the big challenge that they face is coming up with a song to save reality as we know it and the entire cosmos. Even for those who didn't enjoy the first two films, the film is enjoyable in its good-natured goofiness. Rated PG-13 for a bit of rude language. 2.5 stars for the loopy and likable Bill and Ted Face the Music, and the music in the film is a definite plus.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And thank heaven for not just the success of this film. This is the number one film right now on the Fandango streaming service. You know what the number two film is? It's a film that you heard me speak about a good deal. Fatima, the film about the apparent miracle that occurred 100 years ago in a little village in Portugal. And the film is remarkable. And I'm absolutely delighted that so many people are finding it. It is worth seeking out. Film Fatima, which is it's a soft T in Portuguese apparently, but it's Fatima. And yes, it has religious content, and yes, it is based on a real life incident from 1917. That's rated PG-13, that film, Fatima, because of scenes of wartime violence set during World War I. Coming up, we don't have world war, but we have an ongoing war of ideas. And to some extent, that war of ideas for many people on the left has become a war on work and the value of work and being rewarded for work. I remember we were talking about that book in defense of looting, which basically advocates that a fair society would give everybody free stuff. Okay, so how does that work? That only works if you disallow the idea that one of the reasons that we are here in this world is to build and create and earn and work. And that also brings me to somebody who has earned a great deal of money. David Rubenstein is going to be joining us on the show. We've had him on before. He's a remarkable guy. He gave, I think it's $40 million of his money to help restore the Washington Monument. He has worked to buy a copy of the Magna Carta, right, which was millions and millions of dollars. He is very concerned with preserving elements of the American past. He has a new book about how to lead, which features a lot of the world's most prominent CEOs and game changers. And what are the secrets that he found in that book? And also, how does he feel now that the D.C. City Council wants to take the name Washington off the Washington Monument? How would he feel after investing those millions of dollars and actually rebuilding, restoring that monument? We will get to that and to much more on Thursday. That would be tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.